Hello and welcome to Geek History Lesson Extra. I'm Jason Inman.
I am Ashley Victoria Robinson.
But you already know that because you are a patron.
Woo!
You are one of our patrons at patreon.com/Jawin, and you pay the extra little something to get this extra special episode that we're going to bring right to you, which is the worst of 2015. Ashley, we experienced 2015, did we not?
We definitely did.
I mean, I think that's a case you could say for everybody, right? You know, everybody experienced 2015.
Well, what about the little babies who were just born?
Well, they didn't experience 2015 at all. But we talked about the best of 2015, so I thought about, let's talk about the worst.
Okay.
Now, movies, television shows, or anything like that, what do you think, what stuck out to you as the worst of 2015?
Well, I work for some websites on the internet, and sometimes the websites on the internet send me to see stuff and experience stuff and then write about my experience seeing and experiencing stuff. And one of the things that one of these people did was they said, hey, Ashley, why don't you go see Gem and the Holograms?
Uh-oh.
And I was like, yeah, fuck it. You're paying me. So I saw Gem and the Holograms, and it sucked.
It really sucked?
It sucked.
Why was it so bad? Why was it so bad besides just that it sucked?
All right. So the cool thing about the Gem and the Holograms cartoon, and it's from the 80s, there are definitely some stuff about this style of 80s animation and storytelling that doesn't stand up.
Mm-hmm.
But the great thing about Gem and the Holograms is that Jerrica is a young woman.
Mm-hmm.
She is a professional business owner.
Got it.
She is a musical icon.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a superhero. And she's a philanthropist.
Is she a superhero in the movie?
No, she's not really a superhero, but okay. She has this kind of super persona.
Okay.
You know, and she uses it to do good things.
Mm-hmm.
In the movie, she's like this shy, cutesy girl who's like afraid to sing unless she wears a wig, and her sisters put her on YouTube, and then she totally kisses this like 35-year-old and builds a robot, and then everything's okay. So mostly my issue with it is the fact that the actress...
It seems like everything.
Everything. But there's mostly the fact that they take everything that makes this character special, important, and a good role model, and they reduce it to dust in order to ensure that she's the pretty girl who doesn't know that she's pretty, just like you.
Oh.
And they have this like 18-year-old actress kiss this 35-year-old guy, and it's like, it's so rapey for a kid's movie. It's just like, I can't get over how rapey it is, and they don't earn it at all. So he just kisses him out of nowhere.
Mm.
It was really bad.
My worst movie of 2015 could also be...
described as rapey?
It could be considered rapey as well, because it's where they take a property that's well known and just basically destroy it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's called The Fantastic Four.
We saw that movie.
Yes, we did. And I kind of wish I had never had seen it, because Fan-Four-Stick is terrible. They turn Ben Grimm's brother into a child beaters.
Mm-hmm.
A child beater, not beaters. They just did everything. They validated the character, and you can tell exactly where they did all the reshoots in it when the 1 year later.
Yeah.
We're spoiling everything here because it's the worst movie of 2015. You don't need to see it.
And also, you know, they find a really great excuse to leave the girl at home to stick another icky white guy in the shuttle.
Yeah, and she got her powers just by accident, by like, oh, here's a little bit of water for you, sweetheart. There you go.
Yeah.
You know, so there you go. Terminator Genesis was also another worst of 2015 for me. Although I'm going to put you on the spot right here.
Sure.
On Geek History Lesson Extra. When we walked out of Terminator Genesis, you sort of liked it.
I did, but I don't like the original Terminator.
Yeah,
so,
heresy.
Nothing about it makes me give a shit. And I thought like, oh, well, at least I can understand what Arnold is saying in this.
Mm-hmm.
And at least Emilia Clarke is fun to watch. And that was more than I got out of the other one.
Yeah. As one of our Twitter users, Twitter followers, commonly says, Nina Friel,
mm-hmm.
She says that Emilia Clarke cannot act. And I agree.
I agree. But I think Emilia Clarke is kind of like, she does what to me a lot of male actors do.
What's that?
She's really interesting to look at. She has a great presence. When she walks into the room,
she has very good thinking eyes.
Yeah, you want to look at her. And that works for Game of Thrones. It's like Orlando Bloom. He's great as Legolas and nothing else. When she's standing there looking good and being cryptic, it's almost like good acting.
Yes.
But when you ask her to do more dynamic stuff, it's not very good. And I think the girl who plays Sansa in Game of Thrones is the same thing. But when you put her next to Jai Courtney, she's like Oscar worthy.
I
maintain that if they had put a better actor in that part and they hadn't blown Kyle Reese and they hadn't blown the wad about what happens with John Connor, that movie would have done better.
I don't know, because it's still the same story. Because I will say that when that movie began and Jai Courtney had that boring, long, monotone just narration, mm-hmm. I was like, oh my God, we're in trouble. We are in trouble. I will
put
say
Matt Smith in that part. It would be interesting to watch.
Well, the most interesting thing about that movie was Matt Smith as this weird Skynet, mm-hmm. but he was only in 5 seconds of the movie.
Yeah.
Like, that's the part that I think if we'd had more of this Matt Smith Skynet,
mm-hmm.
I think that's where it would have been more interesting. And it's sad when you look at a movie and you're like, wow, Arnold Schwarzenegger was the best actor in that movie.
Yeah.
That's a sad, yeah. sad thing. another movie that was very terrible this year was Jupiter Ascending.
We watched that.
We did watch that.
I had a lot of hope for that movie because I really like Cloud Atlas.
Yeah.
And I was hoping that it was just more really weird stuff that was too cerebral.
The Wachowski brother and sister.
The Wachowskis, yeah. But I just feel like...
That movie's terrible. Just we don't even talk. Everything and that movie had Sean Bean in it. Sean Bean survived that movie.
Yeah.
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 What would you say was the worst television show you saw this entire year?
The worst television show?
Yeah, what would be, or one of the worst?
I saw some parts of Gotham that were pretty bad.
Yeah, you don't like Gotham?
I don't like Gotham.
Okay.
I will fully admit that there are some really great performances in Gotham.
I think there's some great casting in Gotham.
But on the whole, I think that show's pretty much garbage.
I was really disappointed by House of Cards season 3.
Oh, yeah. They basically decimated Claire's character.
I thought that series like just went off the rails.
Mm-hmm.
And the sad thing is you know how big of a fan of The West Wing I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that it not embracing its evil West Wing motif was a mistake, and it became almost soap opera-ish. And now I wish the point that, by the way, there's major spoilers all over this podcast. You haven't listened to any of these shows, so just stay away. As soon as you hear us talk about a show that you haven't seen yet, just turn it off.
No, just click forward like 3 minutes.
Just click forward 3 minutes. I thought the moment he becomes president
ruined it.
No, that should have been the end of the series.
Oh.
The on the desk when he does the...
Yeah.
Done. Series finale.
I just think that the idea of him becoming vice president, of becoming the puppet master...
Yeah.
...is so much more powerful than him becoming the president.
Mm.
The thing that I liked about this season was that we got a lot more Doug Stamper, and I really like Michael Kelly
in
that part. And even though I don't necessarily like what they did with him, I just liked getting more of him back in the story.
Mm.
But they also took, again, like Claire Underwood is this incredibly strong, incredibly dynamic female character, and they kind of neutered her.
Yes,
you know,
very
for
much.
Lack of
Robin,
a better word.
Robin Wright.
Yeah, and like I'll follow Robin Wright anywhere, but
you will.
I didn't like it.
And into a Wonder Woman movie, as it seems.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seems like a good movie. Any other comics that stuck out to you? Or, you know, I'm going to say it right now. I didn't like Secret Wars, Marvel Comics' big event.
Oh, I didn't like Secret Wars.
And it's not even done.
But it's not even like, I didn't like all of Convergence.
I will agree.
But there mm-hmm. were a lot of gems in Convergence.
Yeah.
That turned into Divergence and like the Lois and Clark series that we have now.
The Lois and Clark series is great.
Titans Hunt
is great.
There were some good things in there. And I think the idea behind it was good. Whereas Secret Wars, to me, all of it's crap.
Secret Wars is a mess. And I have a feeling that Secret Wars is going to be exactly like Final Crisis.
Mm-hmm.
That when you read it issue to issue, month to month, with the big delays and stuff like that, you're like...
I mean, it's like 8 months delayed now.
Yeah. Well, you're like, I don't quite get what's going on. But I think when you can read it together as a package, then maybe you can get the story.
I don't know. Like, if you haven't been reading Hickman since... I don't know.
Since 2 years ago.
Like, you're not going to get it. Because I worked at a comic book shop when it was coming out, and I read all the solicitations, and someone told me how to sell that book, and I don't know what's happening
in
it.
I read all those Hickman issues. I still don't get it. I have no idea what is happening in that book.
I mean, I guess the best thing that came out of it was, like, the ultimate end.
Yeah, they give you,
like, we
sure.
finally killed that universe, which
yeah,
everyone knew was going to happen.
Yes, that's not really a good thing for me.
No, but like,
I mean, it's not even a good thing for me for Miles to be in the normal Marvel universe anymore.
I don't think so either. But like, people wanted to tout A-Force as this amazing thing, and it's not.
No.
A-Force is garbage. Sorry. Like, it sucks so bad.
Yeah.
It just has a bunch of girls in it,
mm-hmm.
and while that's wonderful, that's not enough to make it good.
No, it's not good.
So
it's not good.
Yeah, so, man, Secret Wars sucks.
Secret Wars sucks. Secret Wars sucks. Just as an extra special end to this kind of shorter geek history lesson extra, because, you know, there's only so much you can bash on stuff.
Right, and that's not what we want to do.
What's your goal for 2016? Like, do you have something that you want to experience or something that you want to do? It can be singular. It can be something small.
Okay, this is actually kind of an abstract thing that I've been thinking a lot about recently, and probably because I just saw Apollo 13. I want to strive, and this is because I'm someone who doesn't live in the country I was born in.
Okay.
I am an immigrant.
You're
spoiler,
an immigrant.
They're not all people from the Middle East.
Yep, you're an immigrant from Canada.
From Canada. Canada. I want to try to think about people more as, like, people. Like, I want to try to embrace that idea of, like, a global community.
Mm-hmm.
And less about, like, oh, I'm this, or I'm this, or I'm this. I'm going to try to be more inclusive with the way I think about people and the way I categorize the people that I encounter.
Interesting.
Also, I've been thinking about that because a lot of, like, the violence that's been happening.
Yeah.
So that's something that I want to strive to do.
Cool.
Is be a better person.
Be a better person. I was a real bastard in 2015, is what you're saying.
I'm not a good person, guys. I'm sorry to break this to you about your professor.
I want
to
be real good.
Yeah, I just want to be nicer. I don't know.
All right, cool. I like that.
I don't know. What's something that you want to accomplish?
I want to do something charitable again.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Drive?
We had a lot of good luck with the Comics for Soldiers drive. Mm-hmm. We raised over $29,000. I'm eventually going to do a video.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know when. I'm just busy.
Someday.
Someday. And, you know, I want to do something more charity. I want to get back more. I don't know what that's going to be, but I think you can do something nerdy and something charitable at the same time, and it can work. And it's fun, and everybody gets behind it, and I think it's a good thing.
Cool.
There you go. Yeah.
Very admirable.
That's it. That's all we got for this Geek History Lesson Extra. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you guys so much for your Patreon support, because it's y'all your support over there at patreon.com/Jawin, the site that you're listening to this right now, that makes this extra show possible. We got a lot of exciting things for 2016 lined up. And here's to you. I'm Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
Be seeing you.